more of Lake Effect Weekend now. I'm Mitch Teich. Halloween may be over, but pumpkin season doesn't have to be. There are plenty of pumpkin seeds to be roasted, and if you're one Wisconsin woman, always plenty of pumpkins to be carved. Lake Effect contributor Jennifer Fields brings us the story in our series called It's a Material World.
Living in Wisconsin, we know what's coming when we see the bright green leaves of summer turn into brilliant gold and red of fall. Yet somehow, we still love autumn. We pull on sweaters, dig out socks, and build bonfires. Fall is the slow-your-roll season when we put away summer fun and get ready for winter. But some folks are just getting started. This particular pumpkin carver wants to remain anonymous, so I'll take a page from H.P. Lovecraft and call her She Who Is Not to Be Named. Yeah, it's wordy, but it totally suits her. She, for short, says her desire to carve pumpkins starts to build early in the season.
Something about just seeing them really drives me nuts. So we decided that something had to be done. It was late at night, you know, that kind of thing. We like to dress up. We like to paint our faces. So we did all that, and we snuck out and crept around the neighborhood. We wrote down the addresses so we knew where to return them to, and then went home, carved them, and put them back. It took a while, but we got it all done. And we left them with candles so they could light them up.
She, who was not to be named, says her obsession began in grade school, that it's something she obviously continued into her 30s. Yeah, when she was a young, mad pumpkin carver, it was cute, encouraged even. But as an adult, not everyone's into it.
I think if there's somebody you know, carving a pumpkin for them is fine, but just carving a pumpkin for a stranger, that just seems a little bit, you know, crazy. Not crazy, but just kind of too much.
And there goes the innards.
I don't have to see the look. She says, hey, I want to grab that pumpkin and carve it.
That's her partner, who shall also remain nameless. Hey, Madison's a small town, and one slip of my lip and her cover is blown. So let's call him the voice of reason, a.k.a. Mr. Killjoy. And he says,
well, I say, you know, that's on their porch, and you should probably not touch stuff that's on other people's property without their permission. That's, you know, that's just the way I was raised. For me, it connects to that person who would grab a pumpkin and smash it. And I know she said, you know, that's not good either, that's evil. And to me, it's close, because you're snapping it up and, you know, it's gone for a time, even though it returns probably improved. It's still, you know, it's people's property. You just don't grab people's property.
She says it makes her sad to hear him say that. But
stealing them is fun. Because it's part of the joy of Halloween. It's part of trick-or-treat. And I think if there's three or more, I'm not doing any harm. And if they're really decorated, you know, if they're doing a Martha Stewart-type decoration, then I don't touch them. But if they have, you know, the cobwebs up and the stones up, then I'll steal one and put it back, because I think that they'll enjoy the treat, or the trick of the treat. It's kind of both combo. But I had a coworker who really got on my case, who thought I was doing a terrible disservice, and really gave me a talking to, and thought that I was stealing from children. So I just started buying them.
She, who is not to be named, says she has mended her ways. Or maybe not.
When I go buy houses, I still feel the drive to nab one, carve it, and put it back. And actually, my current desire is to, I have a kid, and now I've gotten it down to under 15 minutes that I can carve a pumpkin and put it back. And so if I had like one of those little minor headlamps, I could just sit on their porch, carve it, that puppy, and get it done with, and just set it down and leave it for them as a surprise in the morning when they wake up. And that would really, really make me happy. But I sort of feel like that also would creep the heck out of everybody. You know, what's that creature doing on my porch? Would probably, that would really, really, even I think that probably would cross the line.
Lake Effect Material Culture contributor Jennifer Fields brought us the story of the anonymous Mad Pumpkin Carver as part of our It's a Material World series. The series is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. I'm Mitch Tyke. That is going to do it for Lake Effect Weekend for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And please join us again Monday and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect for WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. It's 4 o'clock, and All Things Considered is next.